It's time now for your letters, and several listeners wrote in about my report yesterday out of Ohio. Mike Lyons of Springfield, North Dakota, writes that he was struck by something 92-year-old Fran Carver, a Democrat, said. Carver told me she was frustrated that she hasn't seen more attempts at job creation, as was done to get past the Great Depression.
The things that we did at that time seemed you could see more progress with WPA and these programs that they had at that time, and I'm amazed that some phases of this haven't been brought forward in today's world.
But Mr. Lyons thinks history tells a different story. He writes this: "We are about 2 years out from the financial meltdown of 2008. In the 2 years after the collapse of 1929, the economy was still hemorrhaging jobs and wouldn't stop until unemployment reached 24%. Roosevelt wouldn't become president until 1933. The WPA and other New Deal programs wouldn't get started for a year or two later. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office says that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act has kept the current unemployment rate under 10% and saved or created 600,000 jobs. That seems pretty good to me."
Yesterday's essay from our colleague Michelle Norris about a hidden family history that she discovered while writing a new book drew praise, but also this critique from Carol Breidolf of Winters, California. She writes, "I respect Michelle Norris, and I'm sure her book is excellent. However, it really bothered me to hear her book featured with two long stories on both Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I've noticed in the past that NPR anchors who write books seem to get very good play on NPR. Perhaps that's just the way the business works, but there are so many authors out there who would die to get even 2 minutes of airtime."
On another note, it appears many in our audience spent their formative days listening not to news radio, but to Led Zeppelin. My co-host Melissa Block's profile of Robert Plant as part of our series 50 Great Voices moved Brianna Coughlin Sims to write this from Arlington, Virginia. "Today I cranked my car radio to full volume for the first time while listening to NPR. Thank you for such an insightful interview with Robert Plant, a compelling, stimulating performer who is part of a phenomenal band." And Lee Orenstein of Washington, D.C. sent us this note: "Mensch isn't a word I would have expected to associate with the one-time frontman of Led Zeppelin, but the warmth, humility, and self-deprecating humor Robert Plant exhibited in his interview with Melissa Block left little doubt that it is altogether fitting."
Please keep those letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
And to inspire you, let's get the lead out.
This is NPR News.